Very good morning to you. This is Olympic Man in a Van Part 5, or Day 5, to say the very least. I am not in a van. I'm sitting in a bedroom in Bounds Green in North London and recovering from yesterday, really. It was an interesting day. It was an early start with everything that was going on in Weymouth, and then pretty long drive, 2.5-3 hours up towards Heathrow, where I left the van. I had to battle around the leisure zones, the low emission zones, which are just a real pain. So very, very difficult to figure out exactly where they are. I hope I've managed to get away with it. There is a low emission zone right by Heathrow Airport, which makes it impossible to get to, just about. Or certainly not the easiest place to get to if you have a vehicle that doesn't pass the low emission zones. Although I think it's very good that they try and reduce emissions within the capital, it's incredibly difficult to try and operate if you have a vehicle that isn't below that. And of course, my motorhome isn't anywhere near that. So that's a real frustration. And actually, it stops you staying on a number of the campsites for London. So last time I was here, I ended up having to stay in Hartford rather than in Crystal Palace or one of the ones by the Lee Valley White Water Centre. So that's, for van owners, that's a real frustration. And I'm sure more we'll discuss this in other areas and on plenty of forums. In terms of what I did yesterday, well, last night was just brilliant. I ended up at the Indian Gymkhana Club in Austerley, which is about an hour and 10 minutes on the tube away from Bounds Green. It's a different world, I can tell you. And the guys there were just phenomenal. We were talking about India's lack of success in individual sports at the Olympics. And there were two or three former England hockey players. And the one thing that I forget culturally is just how much the Indian culture loves people to sit around and discuss and talk. And we had a great time setting the world straight. I think it's a far better place this morning. It has to be, after all the various different theories were thrown out there last night and discussed, and everything from the use of AstroTurf in hockey and the use of carbon fibre sticks in hockey to, you know, the fact that South Africa dominated England in the first test and how they're going to get on at Headingley in the second. Everything, the whole gamut of things that we talked about over the course of the evening. And I've got to say, the food was absolutely phenomenal. Well worth going to, if you get a chance, just to go and have a drink and go and eat your tea. Before that, I ended up going into central London, and my first real taste of central London. I've got to say that they've done a terrific job with the tube and all the areas, just the number of games people that are around that can show you in the right direction as you come out of tube stations. I was down by Horse Guards Parade, which is where the beach volleyball is, and I checked into the Central London press office, which was good. They gave us an Oyster card and a good working area, but it was one of those whereby you had to go through several lots of security. And I arrived there about 4:10, ready to go on air at 5:25. And I still was waiting to get my pass at 5:20. And I was starting to get a bit edgy that I wasn't going to be able to get to where I needed to go, log into the internet to be able to do my roundup of the day's action. But as ever with these things, it was touch and go, but made it eventually. So it was all good. Today is going to be a day in London for me. It's going to be my last day in London, certainly this week, and possibly even for the Games. I'm going to be chasing down a story on the US Olympic team and their dominance in the basketball competition. And I've got a few calls out there at the moment. I'm also setting up what I'm doing on Wednesday, which will be heading to Eton Dorney and then going to Cardiff. And then Thursday, I'm heading back to South Yorkshire and I'm doing a piece as part of an athletics preview from the English Institute of Sport in Sheffield. So that's what I've got coming up. Any tweets, by the way, any questions you've got for me, throw them my way at SethB45. That's it for now. I will no doubt be in touch later.